I have the consent from all the artists and record labels to use their music in this podcast. Some music is in the public domain.
This is Mad Daddy on the Saturday flight from the Tower of Power, the very top story in my wavy, gravy, groovy, gravy rocket laboratory, where we're bending every effort and making every test to be sure that our records are always the best. You see, before we play them on this crazy, wavy air, we dip them in this smoking vat. With extra special care, wearing thick, big rubber gloves and using special tongs, we make the Mad Dad acid test on the up-and-coming song.
She's blowing bubbles inside my mouth. She takes her time to breathe and cherish what comes in and out. Take it in the back seat, take us for a ride. I want you to remember there's things that are worth our time. There's something new outside.
Nervous Laughter Records podcast. This is the first podcast I've done in about 5 years. My last one was like me just being 14 and playing my favorite bands, which is what I'm going to do now, kind of. Except the purpose of this podcast will actually be to be like promoting the bands and their upcoming shows and their releases and whatever. And you just heard the House of Glory Vanderbilt with Blowing Bubbles, which has yet to be put on a CD, tape, or vinyl, but you can buy it on iTunes or ask Todd for a copy. Todd's the lead singer. The album is going to be called Roadside Smut, which is a follow-up to their last album. Their first album, also. Their last and first album, which, it's good, but it's not as good as this one. Anyone that's listened to both will tell you that. I don't know if it's a lineup change or not. It's just better music. The new one's way better. I stuck in the Cobra Lounge and saw them a couple weeks ago, and I've seen them a few times, and they're great. I got a cold, sorry. That's why I'm all nasally. And yeah. First time I saw House of Glory Vanderbilt was when I was a senior in high school. My hardcore band, Socially Inept, was opening for them, and the Sass Dragons are playing, who are no longer together, unfortunately. And when I was on stage, Todd, who's the lead singer, yelled, "Black Flag sucks," and I responded with, "Fuck you and your stupid fucking country band." Afterwards, I learned he was the singer for Apocalypse Hoboken, and I went and talked to him all nervously, and he had complimented me on my flipper shirt, and we've been friends ever since. Especially on Facebook, he posts a lot of shit on Facebook. Alright, the next band I'm going to play is Acidic Tree. It's a band made of my two ex-bandmates. It's very aggressive folk punk for just a drummer and a guitarist. They play really intense sets. I just put out their tape. Their tape is out now on my record label, which I'll get to in a second. All right, this is Acidic Tree.
Yeah.
That was Acidic Tree, who's on my record label, Nervous Laughter Records. By the time I put this podcast up, all the tapes will be ready. Before I dubbed them wrong and my receiver broke and whatever. Either way, by the time you're now listening to this, you can buy the tape for $3. On my website, which I should have a link to, along with a bunch of other links to the band's websites that I'm playing and everything. It comes in a nice J card that I printed. The tape is clear blue, and it comes with a huge insert with all the lyrics. So please buy it so I can put out more kick-ass releases. I actually like this so much, I pretty much put out the tape for free out of my own pocket. I didn't really ask much from anyone else besides, like, food one time from Alex, which is a long story. First song I played, which was a little darker, was Vatican Boys, and the second song was We're Never Coming Back Here Again, which was a little bit more upbeat to me. Also, I'm not going to re-record these podcasts over and over again, so I sound like a radio disc jockey. I'm perfectly okay with the fact that I'm tired, which means I stutter, and I have a little bit of a cold, which is actually why I'm putting out the podcast now. Long story short, one of the dudes that was paying the utilities and rent in my apartment went on some weird camp thing, and we kind of got kicked out of the apartment because he didn't pay the utilities and all sorts of stuff. And so until September, when I move back to Chicago, I have a good amount of time to put out, like, zines and this podcast and hopefully more tapes and just be constructive. But yeah, hopefully you're running this podcast through iTunes. If you are, you can click on the links I provided, and there's pictures and lots of stuff, and it's very interactive. And I just got an email from Ryan from Raw Nerve saying it was cool to put whatever songs I wanted to put up from his band, so I'm gonna go ahead and put up 4 songs. The first song is really lo-fi, it's from their demo. It's a Nirvana cover, and they pulled it off great. And it's good to see another band that's not afraid to say that Nirvana is a really good band. The second song is Stayed off their Teens in Heat 7-inch, which was right when I got into them. So obviously I didn't get a copy because they all sold out. And the last two songs are You Live and Hemlock from their LP that just got put out, which also sold out, which I'll talk to after I play these songs, since I've been talking for quite a while. All right, this is Raw Nerve playing Downer, which was originally by Nirvana, and then 3 other songs. All right. Heads up, I'm going to be talking for a while. I just played in the order the following Rotten Earth songs: Downer from their demo, then Stay Stayed from the Teens and Heat 7-inch, and then You Live from the LP and Hemlock from the LP. The reason I played four of the releases, actually there's five, but I don't have a digital copy of the new live tape, just a physical copy of the tape, which sold out anyhow, is because all of them sold out. I was lucky enough to get a hold of the LP and the live tape, which I did not play. And while they were still selling them, according to AJ from Poor Choices MP3 blog, and I'll play Poor Choice in a second, they sold out all of the Teens and Heat 7-inches in one night, And there were 300 of them, so I hope all my facts are correct on that, because if so, that's pretty spectacular. Well, either way, if you ever come across a Raw Nerve release, pick it up as soon as you can. Beg for change if you don't have the money. I mean, I know Max Guitarist was able to get a copy of the LP by asking Reckless if they had it in the back, and they were able to give it to him. And I'm just going to say this, I will buy the demo or the Teens and Heat 7-inch for a good amount of money if anyone is willing to sell it. Raw Nerve is definitely my favorite, like, Chicago band, because I'm a sucker for distortion, if it's done right, and truly angry music. This band is, like, brilliant to me. Oh, and if you do get a copy of the LP, it's fucking sweet. It's colored vinyl, and it's played at 78 RPMs, and it has a fold-out poster, which is, like, this eerie photo of some guy giving another guy Head in the Woods or something. Kind of reminds me of the Dead Kennedys Frankenchrist release that got them in all sorts of trouble. And they have the following shows coming up. On August 9th, which is about a week from when I'm recording this, they're playing with Rational Animals, Male Nurses, and Sin Orden. It's 7 p.m. It's $6. It's at 2831 North Costner and in Chicago. Alright, and then in September 10th, they're playing with UV Race, which is from Australia, which is supposed to be really weird and cool, and Population, and One Oi Band. And it's at the New Luck Gator Loft, which is really good, but it's really, really sweaty and hot in there. And it's at 3950 West Grand. All right, enough about Raw Nerve. I just remembered AJ's blog, who's in Poor Choice, who is going to play next. I actually just played bass for this band for two practices, and I quit because they were really good, and I wasn't. But now they're doing an East Coast tour, and they just put out their third tape. Max from Frank and Jew Records plays drums in this band. Mike, who used to play guitar in Columbine, does vocals. AJ, who has been in The Freaks and Pig Takeover with Max, and also sang in Violent Change for a small bit of time, does bass. And Harold, who's in a band called Men as Witches, plays guitar. They're awesome to see live, and at the end of the day, usually end up attacking each other or whatever. Alright, I'm going to play four songs by them since they're all relatively short and I need to keep the me talking ratio and the music playing ratio kind of balanced. The first two songs were off their last tape, which was called Awesome Times / Sad Dad EP, which are called Get Your MP Out of My Shows and What Ideals? ? And the next two songs are off their brand new tape called The First Day of the End of My Life. I don't know what the track names are, and I just have an audio file for the entire tape, so hopefully I separated the tracks right. But I do know some of the lyrics are, go to work, not today, skipping class, but that's okay, call my friends to go skate, eat a torta on the way, hanging out is lots of fun. Alright, so you can buy the new tape, and the two tracks that I play at the beginning are on Max's new tape, Those Bands Are Just Okay compilation, and his website is frankandjewrecords.bigcartel.com if you want to buy it. I'll get to that later. And alright, so here's Poor Choice. Sorry about all the talking.
We'll be right back.
was poor choice. The first two songs you heard were from their last tape, but unfortunately they lost all of them on tour somehow. But the two tracks I played are available on Max's new compilation, Those Bands That Are Just Okay, which has Lake Breeze, Kulo, Geffica, is that how you say Geffica? Jeffica? I don't know. Meth Lab, which is spelled M and then the letter 3, THLAAB, Stations Creation, Harshest Realm, and Jesus Was a Sailor, and Morbid Obesity. And you can get it at frankandjewrecords.bigcartel.com. Hopefully in the future I'll be able to play some of the other songs that are on the comp. I put this podcast together in 2 days, so I didn't get a whole lot of chances to get permission from the artists. Because, like, if I don't, like, one, it's kind of a dick move not to get the permission. And two, iTunes won't let me put it in the store for free downloads and subscriptions, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to end this podcast with the Vice Lords. The next song is a rough mix of a song titled Darla Hood, and it's going to be on their new tape that's coming off my record label titled Gong, and the tape is in the works right now. I'm still waiting on the final mixes, which will sound a whole lot better than what you're about to hear. But what you're about to hear is good, and I'll put out another podcast soon. This is a rough mix of Darla Hood by the Vice Lords.